Looking for beer in all the wrong places. Looking for beer. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
Hopefully Matt will be here. This is one of those nights, one of those days where we're just not sure what's going to happen. Matt could just all of a sudden be there, or who knows? We don't know. We've sent out... We've sent out the the robot, the drone, to look for him.
The bat signal's on.
We flash the bat signal in the Dorktown studio. We'll see.
In this case, I guess it'd be the Matt signal.
The Matt signal. We'll see if he responds. But otherwise, we're just going to keep this party going. And we're going to be talking about beers we drank last week. Beers we're looking out for to drink. We're going to be drinking beers live. As
live podcasts, drinking.
Not every podcaster. I mean, I know all the beer podcasters know how to podcast with beer, but not every podcast knows how to do a show and drink. We know how to do. We're going to do all that, and the listeners are going to call us, and they're going to tell us some stuff, hopefully, and we're going to have some fun hanging out with beers before the show. Doing a little bit of tailgating, and I already downed a mango IPA from Barrel House, Central California.
Crushed it.
Barrel House Brewing. I crushed it. 12-ouncer crushed.
Crushed.
And now I've moved on to another local beer from Fresno County brewer Crow and Wolf, Lucidity West Coast IPA. I believe this is... This is newly canned. I don't think this is the first time they've had this in cans, but I'm not 100% on that. It's definitely a little bit different West Coast. The resin is high on this one. They went high with the resin. And the peel, the citrus peel and resin on it. So it's worth checking out.
Resinous.
What do you got there, Nick?
I'm working on a narwhal.
Oh.
Part of last week's six-pack purchase. I guess it's 2 weeks now.
Still working on the changing six-pack. Is it still changing? Do we have a third? Because the first one you opened, you said it's terrible. don't have the narwhal.
Don't have the narwhal.
It was a Woodstock thing. Don't drink the narwhal. And then in the next week you're like, no, it's fine. The narwhal's fine. I messed up. So now week three.
Yeah.
Where are we
week
at?
Three.
Where's the narwhal at?
Enjoying it further. It's getting better.
Ah. Maybe it was just too green. I mean, you never think of...
No, I'm pretty sure it was the autumn rush that just killed my palate before.
Just jacked you up. You never think of... Because I've certainly had green IPAs where they're, you know, a little bit not quite ripe, which I enjoy usually.
Okay.
But I never hear of stouts being green. Like, I've never heard of...
Stouts.
Having a stout that's like, oh man, this needs another week or two. I mean, I guess I've heard of that, but I mean, not in the same way you hear about it as IPAs. Where you're just like, I guess I can't discern where I'm having a stout and like, oh man, this is too green.
I could see that slightly, like maybe it's green for like a week or two. But then when it drops out of the green, it stays there for like maybe 2 years and then it just drops off to shit.
Then it just falls. Wow.
Yeah. So it's not a gradual curve. It's a it's a slope to a flat, you know, you drop. I'm doing things with my hands, which people can't see. So it's an abrupt drop, flat lines for a long time, and then just falls off the cliff.
You're like, well, I waited so too long. Drain pour everything.
So from week two to year two, I would say there's no change. It's going to stay the same. It's going to,
right?
Unless it, you know, something's drastically wrong, like oxidization, getting in the beer.
So the narwhals officially are now safe to purchase. You see a six pack of narwhal, go ahead, give it a shot.
Go ahead, snack. And while you're at it, get a 12 pack of cans of Celebration.
Oh, I cannot. I have not seen it yet. I've been in a been in three different grocery stores since its release, since it started showing up in stores, and I have not. Mm-hmm. I've looked for it and have not seen it. I've not seen anyone locally. Have you seen it yet in person?
No, I've actually just seen narwhal posts around on some of the social media.
So I don't know that.
And it's been out for at least 2 weeks, and I'm just now seeing those. So I don't know how long it's going to take for Celebration to start cycling through. It's got to be on draft somewhere by now.
As we speak into microphones at this very moment, have not seen it locally yet. And it's a little too long now. I want those cans.
It's old.
We've got a new
can. It's already old.
Yeah, it's already old.
It's already old.
We've got the new experience this year of having the cans, so
yeah, I'm
excited about just.
Are you riding out the rest of the year with Celebration? Is that it?
I guess so. Well, I'm gonna be prepared to have Celebration in the fridge as a baseline beer for the next two months through New Year's. You know, January 2nd, I'm gonna throw it all out into the street.
New Year's Day.
New Year's night. New Year's night, I might still like.
Yeah.
Here's to the season and end it. And then January 2nd, I'll be throwing any celebrations left out into the street for any children that want to come by.
Starting target practice.
Yeah. Do some clay pigeon shotgun. Pull. Ooh, that one, big splash.
Biggest splashy.
But again, we've tried this every year for the past couple of years to like figure out if they make batches at different times. Like, are they still making batches of Celebration Ale? Will there be Celebration Ale still getting canned as we speak or in November? Or have they made it all and now we're just going to see it all? There's like, I every year we try to figure out like if we got different dates and yeah. I don't think we ever figure it out.
I don't remember seeing a second batch number last year, but now that it's in cans, I bet they do a second run. I believe they're going to push through quite a bit of it this year.
Yeah, people are pretty jazzed up. Even more jazzed than about Allagash White.
What?
You can believe that.
I am shocked right now.
Still have yet to see someone buy an Allagash White in person, live.
That's never been a thing, huh?
I see. It's in all the stores. I see it every store that has craft beer. Usually has Allagash White. Never seen anyone pick it up. I'm like, yep, taking this home. But Beer Twitter, it's the perfect beer ever made. They are the musician, like King's X is a musician's band.
Oh god.
they're the
fish.
They're the King's X. They're the fish or whatever. I don't get the fish. I like to consider myself a musician. I don't get the fish.
Don't get fish.
Do you like fish?
No, I don't understand them. They're like an offshoot of Grateful Dead, right. Which another band I don't get.
Yeah, I don't totally.
Not an offshoot, but I mean the next in the progression of jam musician bands.
I mean, I get it a little bit, but like it's too. Maybe I because there's been a couple times where I like try to get into Grateful Dead. I'm like, geez, so many people I know like this band and the, you know, legendary band. Like I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm.
I give it like a good run. I'm just like, this is just too boring.
It's boring.
It's just boring. Like I would rather hear like jazz musicians just going for it or a blues, or much rather hear like a blues band just like jamming for 10 minutes. But I just can't, I can't get the, just like this light rock jamming for 10 minutes. I'm just like, snooze fest, bros.
The Michelob Ultra of jam. Jamming.
But I apologize to the great. I know if you're Grateful Dead, you're just like, dude, you don't get it. I'm like, I don't. You're right.
I am now trying to imagine what Paul would have to say about all this.
Yeah, I wonder what Paul thinks, because Grateful Dead's a Marin band. I think of them as, I know.
Yeah, the Bay Area was there.
Some, but yeah. I think Paul, and I don't know that he called this week or not, but hopefully he'll call us and let us know how his Sobertober went, if he went all the way. He was the only listener I'm aware of that was actively participating in Sobertober. So I'd like to hear what happened there.
Sobertober's over. Sobertober? Now it's No Beer November.
Beer-vember. Let's start with, well, we don't see Matt here, so let's start with you, Nick.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Actually, I should probably get a beer before I do this, right. But oh well, we're here now. Well. In case you didn't know, Thursday was International Stout Day.
Oh, man, what a day.
What a day,
dude. I got so stouty.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You get ripped it up? Stouty, 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 la, la. So, this day of recognition started in 2011. Apparently, it was started by a person. Yeah, we'll come back to that because I can't find it right now. But it started in 2011 as a day to recognize stouts.
Somebody had to do it.
Stouts have a long history. Sorry, this is like a history lesson podcast. This feels like an early Perfect Pour episode where we were trying to educate people, and we started 8 years later, we're like, oh, we didn't know shit.
Yeah, when I would ask, like, oh, you hear, like, and people, you know, maybe a little bit smarter than us beer wise are like, oh, yeah, you guys are learning. Like, oh.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, that's what I wanted to hear.
Oh, it was Facebook. That's why I can't find it. I gotta go to Facebook.
Oh, man.
And I'm all out of stouts.
Oh, man, I'm all out of stouts.
The beer goddess. So whoever is the beer goddess, she started this. In 2011 to recognize stouts, and then that brings up the question, what the hell is a stout?
Mm-hmm. So wait, the beer goddess is responsible for having Stout Day?
Apparently.
I would think, like everything has a day. Like, nobody has to start anything. It's already been decided in the world. Like, every single day has something going on. There's a lot of beer days.
All right, give me a topic.
Is there an international milkshake IPA day?
Milkshake IPA day.
Maybe we'll start one. We'll be like the beer goddess. It'd be cool.
Back in 2021, the podcast The Perfect Pour, since has been canceled, but back and then they started
back then
International Milkshake IPA Day.
Nope, at the moment they are wrapped into IPA Day.
Oh my
gosh. They do not have their own day.
Matt, thanks for joining the show. We have a guest on the show. His name's Matt. He's from Tioga Sequoia Brewing. Thanks for being on The Perfect Pour, Matt.
Welcome.
All right. What day we're starting International Milkshake IPA Day. What date should we pick for that? Is there a particular date that feels milkshake IPA-y to you?
I feel like I joined the wrong party.
Oh, no, you got the right one. This is it.
About June 7th.
All right, June 7th. Wait. June 7th seems like something. I think that's my dad's birthday.
Hey, look at that. Does he enjoy a good milkshake IPA?
I'm pretty sure he's never heard of the term at all, but he might go for it.
Can we pretend he likes them and just put him on the cover and he could be the face of Milkshake IPA Day?
Yep. All right.
June 7th. Does he enjoy a good VCR?
Who does enjoy a good VCR?
Well, June 7th is National VCR Day.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
What a good day to share National Milkshake IPA Day with.
Anyone knows me, I like to collect analog things, and I do have some collectible VHS tapes and follow some VHS collectors on the Instagram. It is one of my several hobbies. And now Matt has pulled down a VHS copy of a Chuck Norris's The Hitman.
The Hitman.
Wait, what's the tagline on that movie, Matt?
He's so far undercover, he may never get back.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. Don't tell Chuck Norris he can't come back, though. That's kind of messed up.
Three and a half stars. Astonishing. Rod Laurie. Los Angeles Magazine.
Astonishing. 3.5. Is he in the same review? Like, it's a three. It's out of 5 stars. He's like, astonishing movie. 3.5 stars.
Does he not know the rating system?
This predates me, but Mikey might know of this. National Video. 7797 North 1st Street. First and Knees.
I don't remember it being National Video, but I the one, the Save Mart Center, where the Save Mart is. Wait,
remember that logo?
No, that doesn't look familiar, but I regularly went into a video store at that intersection. And I bought VHS tapes for $20.
Wow.
Yeah. That's where I
was. Whole ones?
Whole VHS tapes. $20 purchases of VHS tapes.
Before we had Blockbuster, we used to go to Roadrunner.
Roadrunner? Mm-hmm. Where's Roadrunner? Where was Roadrunner?
Ashland in 99.
Okay. Central people.
Behind the what used to be a Dairy Queen and now is a Foster Freeze.
I saw that yesterday. They've got like Vegas lighting on that Foster Freeze at night.
Woo! Light it up. Get lit.
I'm pretty sure during the pandemic they painted on their windows. I assure you, we're open
with the a white bed sheet and shoe polish.
Mm-hmm.
We are. Okay.
So we've established, everyone better listen, June 7th is International Milkshake IPA Day. Everyone get ask for that off now at work.
Yeah. Check with your supervisor.
We started it, so somebody put on the Wikipedia page that we're the ones that started it. And it's to recognize and support milkshake IPA enthusiasts across the world. A day to stop and reflect on the life that you've lived and how you've gotten to the point in your life where you're having milkshake IPAs in the middle of the day on June 7th.
And that brings us to this article, Most Overrated Beer Styles According to Brewers.
Reggie, U559 sent me that too. All right.
Okay. I'll say you could have that one.
I don't have it pulled up, so I was. I'm glad you do.
Top overrated beer style, milkshake hazy IPAs.
See, they that should be two categories, hazy and milkshake should be two categories. Those are two different beers. So maybe at this point,
yeah, maybe the milkshake's okay, and maybe the hazy's okay, but the milkshake hazy.
No, but like a milkshake IPA is different from just a hazy IPA.
Okay.
I mean, maybe initially, you know, in the early days of where we were figuring out all this haze, man.
The levels of haze. Yeah, there's layers.
Like, okay, those are, but now at this point, they're separate.
So yeah. You gotta separate. So is milkshake, is that plan D? Is that like no buses are running that day?
Yeah. That's a foggy, the heavy duty foggy schedule. We're like, you're not going to see a bus until like 11 a.m.
Yeah. School's canceled, kids.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous.
Thankfully,
followed by climate change. They're saying triple IPAs are also overrated. I disagree.
Triple IPA. I think they're probably properly rated. I'm not big on
them. This is according to Brewers. So maybe this is the pain in the ass level list what this really is.
You have to take into account that Brewers are like, I fucking hate brewing this shit.
This will clog every line in the building, guaranteed. Even the drains. There's so much shit in here.
Slushy. How do you make a slushy beer? Those slushies? I don't understand how you do that.
Don't you got to have the machine to freeze it?
That's different. Well, I don't know. The ones that are in the cans, though. Not the ones that get
I don't know. I didn't know it was possible in the can. I thought you had to have those ones that freshly Tioga poured. Are
delicious. Slush. I don't mind saying. But I don't understand the ones that come from a can. I don't get what's going on there. That's just scary. I'm pretty sure that's not something you should put in your body. But I don't know.
Oh, man. IPA, followed by pumpkin ale, followed by double IPA. Why are IPAs overrated? And how did come after IPA?
Yeah, right? I think it's just because it's just everything's IPA all day, every day IPA. So you're just going to put day it on. On the list, regardless.
Fruited sour slushy beers is next.
Yeah, no.
Root beer, that was short-lived.
That came out today, and like, how does Brute IPA make that list today? Like, I get like a couple years ago, but like, if I see a Brute IPA, I'm like rewarding it. Like, hey, look, somebody's still trying.
It's a reward.
Like, hey, it's like cool. You're sticking with it. I appreciate that.
You're going for.
No one else is there, but you're out there. It's like the cross country meet that everyone else is in, but there's one guy out there still still on the course.
They're picking up, like, the cones, and he's still coming in hot.
I'm gonna finish, and that's what Brood IPA is. It's out there, way out there in the course.
Just like, yep.
Like, well, we're going home. Brood IPA is like, I'm gonna finish. Like, okay.
They stopped the clock at 7 hours, and they're still running. And they're saying unobtainable hype beers are overrated.
That seems like it's maybe I'm getting old and not paying enough attention, but it seems like that's not really much of a thing anymore, you know? Like people,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not in the bottle trading market, so that guy is going to tell me something different, but I you know, we don't really, I mean, the pandemic has just sort of made things weird to try and
judge
what's really going on, but I don't see line fests anymore, really.
Right. Or price gouging on limited release.
I'm also not a trader, so I know that probably world is still functioning as normal, but we get more stuff than we used to in Fresno, and I think it feels like that's across the board, the country, but.
Yeah, I mean, we even, I don't know how many locations exactly, but, you know, going back to Stouts, Utopias used to be very unobtainable, and now I actually saw a bottle of it pop up this year in Fresno. So are they making more, or did we just get luckier?
Did you pop up for sale?
For sale, yeah. I think it was Maroa Shell had it.
Oh.
That one used to be really hard to get a hold of.
Now you should take that perfect pour money.
Go take that. Go drop a couple hundy.
When you're asking brewers about hype,
going back to stouts,
it's going to be a little weird.
What?
No, I was just trying to wrap up your little.
Don't be weird. I got out of the situation. Back to Stout Day. Vine Pear has a list from Beer Advocate's ratings of highest rated stouts in 2021 by a state. So it's time to play one of our favorite games where I'm not going to read you every state. You're going to pick the state you're most curious about, and I will tell you the beer that is popular in that state.
Okay. All right. North Dakota.
Ooh, good call. Beer capital of the U.S., North Dakota.
Big in North Dakota.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Not enough reviews.
Boy, I know how to pick my states.
You pick your states well.
I'm pretty sure Fresno has more population than North Dakota does.
There you go. North Dakota. You think the one place stouts would be popular would be North Dakota.
North Dakota there. All right. Montana.
Montana. Mikey's staying in the
North Central.
Ivan the Terrible by Big Sky Brewing Company.
All right, Big Sky. Good Montana brewer.
Sounds amazing. 11.6%.
Moose Drool, one of the all time browns of all time.
Cleveland Brown?
Yeah. Is there a bigger brown than Moose Drool? Do you think?
Oh man, craft wise?
We're in the craft beer world. No, I guess Newcastle does not count.
Not Newcastle.
We got Rogue, Hazelnut, Moose Drool, and with the North Coast one there. Does North Coast have one?
Of a brown ale?
Yeah. What am I thinking of?
They have the 8-Ball Stout, which is kind of light, but I don't know if that's a brown ale.
No, that's not it.
That's a brown. Moose brown ale.
Oh, no. What the fuck? God dang it. Maybe it's not North Coast. What's another brewer up there?
Humboldt
Brown.
Humboldt Brown. Yeah, there you go.
Moose Drool or Humboldt? Which is a more important?
Oh, man. Well, Humboldt's more important, but Moose Drool probably outsells it 2-1.
Yeah.
If we're going numbers game. All right. Any other curiosities?
Matt, give us Ohio. A state.
I'm glad you asked about Ohio.
Ohio!
That's approbation from Jackie O's.
What?
Here's one. Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Zonker Stout from Zonker Snake Stout. River.
Never heard of it.
Well, Goose Island's still big in Illinois. Go figure.
You suck, Illinois. Get over it. Goose Island's gone, man. Let it go.
Mikey, I know you're an Arizona fan. They like the White Russian Imperial Stout from SunUp. You familiar with SunUp at all?
SunUp?
Sun up.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, 95. If you click on the beer, they'll tell you exactly what's rated.
Mississippi.
Mississippi Black Creek from Lazy Magnolia Brewing Company.
Okay. Hearing some new beers.
Some new stuff.
So where can we do this? As the listener?
This is Vine Pear.
Another Vine Pear. Vine Pear. Bring it
another
in
vine
this pear. Week.
Yeah, they actually woke up and wrote some articles. Like, and didn't try and put them in a podcast.
Like some dumb podcast.
Yeah. What else? Things to do on International Stout Day. Make your own stout.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. As before mentioned, looking out for one of these days, I will try Utopias. Whether I buy my own bottle or take a sip of somebody else's. Also, maybe sometimes good, maybe sometimes cheap. Thought I had, Dust Bowl. Yes, Dust Bowl has a new beer.
Oh, yeah? Our friends at Dust Bowl who haven't sent us anything, so we can't talk about it.
Strike that from the record. This is Drake's.
our other
Drake's
friends.
Drake's has a new
Drake's
double IPA called Smashing Open Grass. Era. And I thought, cool, weed reference. And no, it's a golf reference.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard someone say Smashing Grass in golf. I've been out of the game.
Well,
I hear touching grass. Touching grass is something the kids say nowadays. Go touch some grass.
touch some grass, like get off your phone and go outside. Is that what that means?
Yeah, there you go, Nick. Nick's with it. Nick's cool with all the youths. Cool with the youths.
Hello, fellow youths.
Hello, fellow youths. Steve Buscemi on Halloween. When is that? That character. You put on the Hello, Fellow Youths outfit and
yes.
Candy in Brooklyn. Good for Steve. Hello, fellow youths. Is that what you got, Nick?
There you go. I will end there because I want another beer.
All right. Go get yourself a beer. Matt, what are you drinking, by the way?
Flat Earth Vision from There Does Not Exist.
There Does Not Exist, man. Are they flat earthers that There Does Not Exist?
I don't know.
What style is that?
Double IPA.
Wow. I was just at the market and I don't know that I guess I didn't see that one. I did get There Does Not Exist though.
I love gold.
The new beer I've just opened is from Wazoo Corvette, I believe, and it is Kybers. It's a Kolsch from Solid Ground Brewing. I'm having a Kolsch because every day can't be IPA day. I'm sure Kolsch has an international day already, and now Milkshake IPA has an international day. Thanks to the Perfect Four. You're welcome, world. Matt, what do you have for us, culture looking out wise?
I don't have much in the beer world.
All right.
Today.
What do you have? Something from another world? Because we'll take it. We'll tangent.
What are we doing? I'm back now. We get tangent.
I'm going to see concerts the next two weekends.
Ooh. And locally or out of town?
Ooh, the brother just went hardcore.
I might not make it to the rest of the show, guys.
Oh, you'll make it. Nobody's not made it. I've almost fallen asleep a few times, I'll be honest. But
oh, good. Me too.
Yeah.
I was like, can I lay down and have my headphones in?
If you had wireless
ones. I love gold.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself some wireless. We've got a PayPal account now you can access. Go buy
yourself. I recently purchased my first pair of AirPods, so I'm cool now.
Oh, my gosh. You're rich. You must be rich.
Yeah.
Then why aren't you using them right now?
Yeah.
I haven't figured out how to Bluetooth them into my...
Typical my, old guy. Well, I can't figure them out, so...
Yeah, they're going to stay in the case nice and charged.
I'll wait till the nephew comes over. He'll figure it out.
I could either use my phone, but I wasn't sure the audio would be. So I wanted to use my I.O. box with my microphone. So I'm guessing I could Bluetooth to the laptop for just listening purposes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah, look at him. He can... You think he's not listening, but he's listening.
But see, yeah.
I'm not
listening. I was worried. Not listening.
Technically, so they say that AirPods can be used as Bluetooth headphones. Obviously, you lose features.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, they like to be paired to one thing only. Apple. This stuff does anyway.
We only pair to Apple products? What is it? Did we say what you're drinking, Nick?
Oh, I am drinking Barrel Project No. 3 Cake Rush Coconut Imperial Breakfast Stout from Tioga Sequoia.
Man, how much stuff do you have left in your cellar?
This is I'm down to a dozen bottles.
All right. Wow, a dozen bottles. You did have an extensive cellar.
Nothing at this point is under 9%.
It's all heavy hitting.
Yeah.
Save the best for last. Well, I think Matt is done, so I will have some mentions here. Great Notion, one of Portland's popular brewers. Great Notion,
a brewer's brewery.
Great Notion, they now ship in California. They figured some sort of workaround, and maybe they established some sort of remote tap. I don't think they have a remote tap. It seems like they established some sort of warehouse in California, making it okay for them to ship in California. So, however they did it, they did a workaround, and now they're shipping in California, but not their whole catalog of beers that they ship, just a partial catalog. But they have a app. So there is a Great Notion app. So if you look in your app store, look for Great Notion Brewery, and there's a Great Notion app, and then you download that app, and then you can see what you can order if you're in California. So Great Notion, available to ship in California. You can get here out of the barrel, has a few options, but it's usually like because they're pretty much IPAs and sours are their thing. And they
got a blueberry that is amazing. Tastes exactly like a blueberry muffin.
Whoa. So that's something to look out for. Jeff Allworth of Beervana, speaking of Portland, blogger and podcaster out of Portland, he's noticing that how at this point brewers almost have to use Citra and or Mosaic in all their beers. Like, we're so programmed in an IPA now to be to look for Mosaic and or Citra that it's just become now brewers just like are almost forced to use one or both of those hops when they make an IPA, because we're so programmed to look for those hops when we pick up we're all kind of afraid to buy beers that don't have one of those hops in it.
Afraid or don't like.
Or just, yeah, maybe it's don't like. But like, you're just noticing that, like, if it doesn't have one or both those hops in it, we're like, I don't know. Do you have to? Do you look for that when you're looking at IPA, or you're like, there better be a Citra or a Mosaic? I mean, I have to confess, I kind of do. Like,
I did until the haze craze, and now I would rather have any clear IPA over a Citra or Mosaic hazy.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Like, I love Citra. Mm-hmm. But I would still take a clear version over a clear. I'd take a clear Simcoe or a clear Azaka over a hazy Citra.
Do you look at hops, Matt, when you're looking at beer? Do you looking for Citra or Mosaic at all?
If it's Simcoe, Citra, Mosaic, it's a add to cart, as they say.
Add to cart.
If I see any of those on a can, then you start getting into, you know, like the Strata, the Galaxy, the Idaho 7. Then I'm like, yeah, you know, those are cool.
But
then you get into like the super weird ones, like Rowaka and Southern Cross and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay, Southern Hemisphere, cool.
Southern Cross. I don't think I've heard of that one.
It's a New Zealand hop.
Damn New Zealanders and their hops. I think New Zealand ruined everything. It's my opinion.
Then they have Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson, man. Nelson, Citra, and Mosaic. I mean, I'm always looking for Nelson. Like, if you put Nelson, Citra, and Mosaic in the name, I'm going to stop and look at it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. And I, like you, Nick, I've been on a West Coast kick past few weeks. I'm kind of done.
Yes.
I'm not done with hazies, but like...
Uh-huh.
I think my system can't handle like a whole night of hazies.
Oh, like, wow.
I can mix in a hazy, but I can't just like have a 4-pack of hazy beer. It's just unless I have the next day off. Like I don't have access to a bathroom all day long like some people do. So I have to be watchful, mindful of what I do the night before.
Yeah, and,
hazy beers just they mess with your system, bro.
It's a gut punch, huh?
So I'm pretty West Coast IPA as much as I can. I mean, it's hard though because there's so much hazy.
There is.
It's double IPAs and hazies are just all just too prevalent at this point. Not enough pails. Not enough straight IPAs. It's just dippas and hazies all over the place.
Dippas. Get that ABV. Get it.
Gotta get that ABV. Ha-ba-ba-ba-ba. Field work. We used to watch for taproom openings from field work and from Modern Times.
Yeah, where are they going to put that fifth location?
Spoiler, not Fresno.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, guess what? Still, the only people that have opened up a remote tap room in the San Joaquin Valley are Central California people. Essentially, Barrel House is the only brewery technically outside of San Joaquin Valley that has opened up a remote tap room in the San Joaquin Valley. The only one, like, I don't know all Bakersfield's tap room, but I don't believe anybody has a remote tap room in Bakersfield unless somebody can correct me on this. Big Game James, if you can correct me on that, I don't think I'm wrong. San Joaquin Valley, by the way, Central Valley is Bakersfield up to like Redding. That's Central Valley. San Joaquin Valley is like Stockton to Bakersfield, and Sacramento Valley is Sacramento up to Ready. So like there's two valleys within the Central Valley. San Joaquin, we're in San Joaquin. So there's no
the valley and then the valley.
Yep. We're in the valley. So there's nobody has dared to open up a remote tap room outside of Barrel House, which is they're from the San Joaquin Valley anyway. The people are anyway. So nobody is dared to do that. Like I'm calling out all you LA and San Francisco motherfuckers that won't do it. Like I don't know what the hell your problem is.
Like not even Carl Strauss.
Like, yeah, come on, Carl Strauss. So
we didn't even get Great Notion. They went to Sacramento.
Oh,
what
pieces of shit. So Fieldwork's opening up a new taproom in San Leandro. A long way about saying that.
Whoa, they're trying to get in on Drake's, huh?
Yep, they're trying to move in on a Drake's. And I say, fuck you, Fieldwork, you're going to try and move on Drake's.
I wonder if they're going to be in like the same complex, because if, like literally from Drake's taproom, there's like a hole in the fence, like a literal hole in the fence, and you could walk through and go to 21st Amendment.
Oh, no, I don't think it's there. It's going to be I looked at it on the map. It's by a Chipotle and the Sons of Liberty L House. It's kind of east of the Oakland airport.
It's a kiosk.
It's not by the Walmart.
No, I guess not. It's by the Chipotle.
How far is it from the BART? That's all that matters.
It's like a couple blocks from the BART.
Because that was fun for me because the last time I was in the Bay, I like to stay in Berkeley. There's a hotel that's clean enough and cheap enough.
Clean and cheap.
But it's like you get on the BART, you can go down to San Leandro and hit that's Drake's. The name of it.
Yep, clean and cheap.
It's called Rose Garden Inn. Oh. It's no secret. You can look it up.
Rosebud?
Rosebud Motel? I'm going to start a
yeah, it's the Rosebud
Motel chain called
yes.
Clean and Cheap.
And it's like, it's a bunch of old houses, like Ooh. Old mansions that are right by each other, and they were all converted into individual hotel rooms. It's kind of cool.
Oh.
But,
I might didn't be into this.
And, but yeah, it's like $80 a night, which is $80-$90 a night, which is super cheap. It's walkable distance from a Whole Foods that's on Telegraph. So, I mean, it's pretty iconic in Berkeley. But it's right by a BART station, so you can go down to San Leandro, hit Drake's. You can get back on the BART. You can go into San Francisco, see the concert you want for maybe like $8 worth of fare on the BART.
Hmm. Get ripped.
Get ripped.
And BART ripped. The BART station BART you usually ripped. Get off of in San Francisco is right in front of, what is it, Cellar Maker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So you have to go there.
Man, there you go.
Planning get sour ripped.
And I'll go throw some tomatoes at the fieldwork tap room.
Boo.
Boo. Open up a fireball, you fucking pussies.
That's right. The real craft beer capital.
Real. Keep it real. And Fresno keeps it real. Well, that's enough of this. Enough of my yapping abouts. It's time for other people to yap about. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
Yo,
we are supported by the listeners of the show giving us content. It's just a little scam we're running on the listeners. Like, we could use about 30 more minutes of content. What would we do? We'll make them do it. That's what we're doing. I'm getting a lot of moisture inside my computer. This probably isn't good. You can get yourself on the show 559-492-0542. That is an old school voicemail line that's open 24/7. We'll take all your drunk calls, call it up instead of calling that old girlfriend that you know you shouldn't call. Yeah. Call up our voicemail line. Yeah, call us instead. And just leave us something there, or you can just record it yourself. Email perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And let's check in on if there's any traditionals. Sometimes there isn't traditionals, but there is. And it's from.
Hey, guys. Dee Fontana and Jim calling in. Yeah, I apologize for not calling in last week.
Yeah,
but
what the hell?
I don't know if you guys remember. A couple weeks ago, Nick Napolitano said he didn't like Narwhal. So I went, holy smokes.
You quit everything.
Got out of the family, went up to the hills.
Let's
hung
go.
Out there for a week and a half because I figured the end was near.
We're
figured
going.
The other world.
It's over.
Because Nick didn't like the Narwhal. And then I came back down the hill, got a little supplies, listened to the last podcast, and see, the world didn't end.
Yeah.
Nick likes Narwhal again. So I just want to check in.
It's true.
Let you guys know. Keep the good work, guys. Fontana.
All right, good job.
Fontana.
If anybody knows if anyone went underground after Nick said that, go please find them. Tell them everything's okay.
It's okay.
I don't want to be one of those movies where like they're in there for 20 years and they come out and like, well, they said the world was going to end. Like, no, it turns out the Narwhal is okay.
Brendan Fraser stars in the Narwhal Misadventures of 21.
Yeah, and there's only so much dancing you could do down there in the basement.
Yeah.
Talking wow. about.
I got to be careful with my reviews. It affects lives.
Mm-hmm. Man. Sierra Nevada.
I wonder if they, did they feel the force?
They're like, what's going on with the Narwhal?
Sales dropped this week. What happened?
Well, maybe you listen to a podcast once in a while, Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the emailed.
All right, homie, true your B here. Matt, Nick, and Mike, how you about this doing? I'm hanging out. It's Wednesday evening. Got some al pastor and some chorizo on the grill. I'm sipping on some trustworthy IPA mosaic blend. So quick thing, homie. Matt, I went on the Tioga Sequoia website and on some couple forums trying to find out information on rush hour. So what I'm trying to do is, if I make it out there, I'm trying to do a one-day event where I get out there for the day of rush hour. So the exact date, the time the event starts, and how hard or impossible will it be for me to be part of this event? For instance, if I drive out of here, out of LA at 6 a.m., hopefully I'm in Fresno by 9:30. I'll probably hit Fresno's breakfast house, get some biscuits and gravy and a Denver omelet, and then try to kill some time on before you guys open or what have you. Just trying to get that information from what time to what time is the event, the exact date, and is it worth it for me to drive out there? Of course it's worth it because I get to hang out with Mikey, with you, Nick, even Courtney and whoever else is out there. But is it worth it? You know, am I going to be able to buy some rush hour? You know, I guess you know what I'm trying to say, homie. It'll be very, very highly impossible for me to spend the night with you. Just kidding, homie. It'd probably be a one-day drive. I'll drive out there with my homie and then just drive back. Is it worth it? I know it's worth it, but you know what I'm trying to say. Am I going to be able to be part of the event? Am I going to be able to get in? I know there's a line fest and all of that, but you know, I don't know. I just need that information, the date and the time and the time it closes. Just trying to get everything in line before the date. Other than that, this is True Your Beer. Congratulations to the Braves. Hopefully you guys got good candy. And Thanksgiving is 3 weeks from here. It's True Your Beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
So what we got on new details for Rush Day, Matt?
Just give it a moment.
I'm here for it.
It all plays into it.
It's
hidden in the song.
So the rush day will be December 18th. Our goal is to sell out. It's up to you if you want to give us all your money. And the timeline he gave us is about right. The earliest we've opened is about 11 a.m. on rush day. We try to make it a big brunch event, have coffee roasters out there. There'll be at least 3 different flavors of rush hour itself, plus a bourbon barrel aged release, which We have not announced what it's going to be, but I just got word of what it's going to be. And it is a different flavor than what we've done before. It is not a repeat. And we go till 11 p.m. on Saturdays. But as you just heard, our goal is to sell out or do more limited releases of all future barrel ages stuff.
You don't want to have anything left over at the end of the day. You want it to be gone.
We did a Nectar de Valle release, Del Valle, sorry. And we still get phone calls. People saw it on the news. They use used local fruit. It's been something that's almost 3 years in the making. And I had to tell people, it's like, we only had 180 bottles. And within 3 days, they were gone. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
So there you go, Chew. Got to make your decision. You know, there's not going to be a stage for you, Chew. You know, we might maybe Nick and I might, you know, do some kind of roaming podcasting. Maybe.
Ooh, I like it.
And you know, Matt's always working hard, so we usually can get Matt to say something for about 2 minutes, and then he's off to go back to work. But I think I could at this moment I feel like we could do a rush day recording if we're gonna have celebrities like Chew Your Beer there. But don't burn any bridges, Chew, trying to make it here. You know.
Yeah,
there'll be other rush days. So, but if you can do it, it's not that big a deal. We'll be here for you. We'll rush it up. I'll just get Reggie to hang out, and you know, in case I can't make it, let's send Reggie out in the place.
There you go.
Just as good, probably better.
Let's give him a name tag that says Mike.
Mike. I thought you'd be shorter. Nope. This is me at normal height.
Not today.
I'm the top. So, Chew Your Beer trying to decide whether you should go to rush day.
Hey guys, Pittsburgh Tom here. It's been a while, so I'm going to just call in.
Pittsburgh.
Got some Pittsburgh news for you. There is a new Untapped show coming out. It's a beer travel show, and Pittsburgh is going to be the first stop. So I think it airs, I'm recording this November 3rd, so it's airing today, so I'm gonna have to listen to it after this voicemail. I think you can listen to it on YouTube, so I'm gonna try to find it after I leave this voicemail. Some other Pittsburgh news: Dancing Gnome, probably one of my favorite breweries in Pittsburgh, opened up a new tap room. So I think I haven't been there yet. It just opened last week, and they, I guess, are closing their old brewery and expanding right down the street. So I'm pretty excited to go there. And if anybody needs to try any Dancing Gnome beers, let me know. I can hook you up with some pretty good beers from them. Want to give a shout out to Radar. He sent me a care package with some great stuff in it. So that was awesome. I appreciate that. And I have a question for you guys. I moved into a new place, and I have a beer fridge now, a full-size beer fridge.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to be decorating it with some beer stickers. And I've been doing the kind of like the can art off of beer cans, like the stickers, you know, peeling them off. I use some hot water and pouring the empty can, and the sticker peels right off, and nice. Sticking it on the beer fridge. Do you guys have any ideas or any tips or tricks on doing that to cool stickers? I started putting some of them on this magnetic paper so I could put the sticker on there. I'm going to cut it out and then put it on the beer fridge just in case, you know, a beer fridge, the beer fridge dies one day, I can take my stickers mm-hmm. with me to the new beer fridge, I guess. So let me know if you guys have any tips or tricks. Do you put like breweries that you've ever been to or just any kind of sticker on your beer fridge? Or I saw one time Al Green sent a picture in and he had the inside of his fridge had stickers on it, which I thought was pretty cool. So I'm going to have to do that. So,
wow.
Any ideas? I'd help. I need to decorate this thing. It's just a big white square box holding some good beer in it. All right, guys, I'm going to head out of here, getting close to 3 minutes. Just want to say, keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Pittsburgh.
Nice.
Thanks, Pittsburgh, Tom. Appreciate it. Anybody that has tips for peeling off labels and, stickers and stuff. I like his idea about magnetizing your sticker so you can move it.
Mm-hmm. Magnet tape. That's a good one.
It's not finished, but a work in progress sticker in the corner of the studio, a sticker wall / sticker door in the corner of the studio. And I'm always concerned about like one day when we move one day, it's like, what am I going to do? Am I going to paint over it? Am I going to strip them? Am I going to leave them for the next owner? Like, here you go. Here's a big wall of beer stickers. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Goodbye.
You deal with it. I'm not peeling all that shit off.
It's all yours.
All yours, bro.
Free.
You're
free
welcome.
With purchase.
You're welcome. I hope you're in the beer stickers. I like others. There's stickers inside the fridge. That's, I mean, we got creative listeners that put stickers inside the fridge. Bless you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Mine go in a shoebox in a drawer, never to be seen again.
There'll be one day.
That's my tip. Again.
That's your tip. When you get a sticker, put it in a shoebox and then don't ever look at them. Or don't use them.
No, once a year you pull them out and kind of raffle through them.
Cool.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that, and then put them back.
It's
kind of like a surprise every year.
Yeah, because I have stickers. We have a drawer here in the studio full of various stickers, and it's kind of like, well, I don't want to use that sticker. I want to save that for a special
thing
that I want to put it on. And then that special, like, what the hell special thing am I waiting for to put it on? Like, no, that one's too important to use. I can't do that.
That's right. Yeah. Oh yeah. There is levels of stickers. Yes. There's, you know, if you got two or three, throw one on the fridge. But if you only got one, you weigh the options carefully.
By the way, we still have enough stickers from the last batch. If you want to send a self-addressed stamp envelope, we will send you back a sticker. We still have enough to do that. We're getting low on supply. We need to do a whole merch push.
Merch run?
Get some t-shirts available, stickers.
Should we do a Twitter questionnaire, like what would you want to see? Because we did buttons at one time.
Yeah.
Should we do buttons again?
Yeah, we don't even need it. We just need to get, stickers, buttons, and
keychains. Do we want keychains?
We just need to get something out there.
Yeah.
That's all.
Click pins.
Look through the address in the show notes at the bottom. There's an address.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
For participating in the show, and we'll look for you, listen for you next week, because I know you listening, you're gonna call, you're gonna leave us something.
I love gold.
Frothy pour. This one, another Wazoo Corvette donated beer from Crooked Lane, 1-2 Punch. Peach and Mango Hazy IPA.
Oh, geez.
Crooked Lane's from Auburn. California. Yep. I know you wanted
there goes
this
tomorrow.
One. I know you wanted this one, Nick, but sorry, I'm taking it.
I did. I really, really did.
You want that peach and
only if it's hazy. Got citra in it.
Let's see if it's got the Okay, it's not bad. Let's see if it's got this hops in here. Looks like they're keeping that to themselves. We'll never know.
Never, because they don't want to brainwash you further.
Yep.
Into Citra Mosaic. They're bad. Like, hey, just enjoy the beer. Hey, man, don't worry just about drink it.
Hops. Hey, just drink it. As we'll say in
the hey. Shut up.
Hey, shut up. Nick.
Caught. Been drinking.
Been caught the drinking.
I caught the been drinking. Had a second round of the bike dog tonal. Is it tonal shift?
Yeah.
As well as picturing the can. Picturing it. Nope. No clue what it was. It was another IPA.
It's definitely an IPA.
Yep. Definitely an IPA.
Oh!
I
love gold! I've lost, mm-hmm. I've lost the sound effects here for the moment, guys. So just FYI.
Ah. Hmm. Did I check it? I don't think I checked. That's a negative.
Negatory.
Oh, man. I think I'm just, whenever I go to the market, I'm just going to pin the receipt to the wall so I know what I bought.
There you go. That's an idea. But pro tip, when you're buying your six pack singles, from the market, make sure they're all out of the six pack holder in individual. The clerks enjoy that. The people at the register enjoy that. So they don't have to.
They are quite snug. Yeah, it is difficult to get the beer back out to scan it.
So just have them all out and then leave the six pack out. We'll figure it out.
Mm hmm. Oh, it was a There Does Not Exist beer.
There Does Not Exist.
Oh, what was it? It's probably their double.
Wonder if we'll see Tony Bags at Rush Day this year.
Oh, Rush
Day. Wasn't the Flat Earth Vision?
Yeah.
Is that the double?
Because that's a double.
Look like this.
That double. That might have been it. I remember lots of white. Because Psychic Advisor is more black than white on the black and white.
It's blacker than more black than black, isn't it? It's like more black.
How much blacker could it be? And the answer is none more.
Says none more.
Hmm. Yeah, let's pretend that was it.
Right. You didn't go to the Mad Duck this week. You can go to the Barrel House.
Oh yeah, we did Tuesday night Barrel House. One more Big Sur IP. I'm keeping them stocked in Big Sur. I'm keeping the kegs fresh for everybody.
Big Sur keg is fresh. You didn't go all the way this week, though? You didn't go, like, four Big Surs and then kick it up a notch?
Oh, no, sir. This was just a Tuesday night. It was not a Saturday.
They didn't drag you.
Right. I had the luxury of being next to a bathroom on Sunday.
They didn't drag you out of there.
Yeah.
You didn't stumble into the yard house.
Not this time. I did not. No, I did not get drunk and then begin to tell people who were much younger than me how this used to be a wavelengths. And how I remember.
Yeah, this used to be a wavelength surf shop. Yeah. Yeah, the original one's in Pismo, but I think the original one's in Blackstone. If you ask me.
Where you're standing is where the cash register used to be.
It's where I used to buy all my OP merchandise.
Yeah. I got my first Herschel wallet here.
Yeah. I used to buy all my bands here.
2010. The skate shop was where the stage is at, if you could believe that.
If you could believe that. That's cool. If you could
believe that.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I know.
Like, the bartenders are standing in the fitting rooms. Could you imagine?
I never use the fitting rooms.
Have you ever been to the Doghouse Grill or the Firestone Grill in Bakersfield?
No.
That is the other wavelengths location that has since passed. And if you go into the men's restroom, there's a skylight and they have an SBI metal artwork piece. It's kind of like a little Easter egg.
Whoa, surf shop.
Like if you enter the restroom and look up, you could see an SBI logo up there.
And that store used to have a big pink Cadillac
mm-hmm.
in the window display. Mm-hmm.
That is the one, yes.
Yeah.
I have not seen if they...
the freeway. Was it Californian or California?
California? Did you say California?
I just got off on I was on the 99. I got off on La Cienega Boulevard.
That's quite impossible, sir, but I'm going to go with it.
Oh, you can get out. You can get on the La Cienega from 99.
From the 99? That's the back way, huh?
Yeah.
That's the way. That's the way the locals know.
Growing up, that was the two things. It was the Bakersfield SBI wavelengths had the pink Cadillac in the window.
Mm-hmm.
And in Pismo, there was that other surf shop that had the oval window bug above Pancho. The entrance.
Pancho's Surf Shop.
This is entirely too much Bakersfield talk for one episode, as far as I'm concerned.
What was the Bakersfield? What lengthwise?
That's a Bakersfield.
The big gun.
Yep. They have Timbler lengthwise and
you can get Timbler
great change.
Great change. Oh.
Great change is really good. They have decent beer. All right.
And then they probably glam on to Kern River, right?
Yeah, they're
like, Kern River a Bakersfield brewery?
And the fall batch of Citra is coming out next week, so be on the lookout. New batches of Citra coming straight to you.
Remember when that used to be like a lottery and 22-ounce bottles? Now it's just like a 6-pack that'll show up at Whole Foods.
You're like, oh God, Citra.
Yeah.
Oh, it says Citra.
That was just for previously. I finally got sound effects back, guys, so don't worry. Don't worry, everyone. Sound effects are back.
Next year it's going to be hazy.
Nelson, where are you? I remember all the times you got me late.
Yeah. Around that Nelson Hawk got me late so many times.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You're like, you know, talking to a girl, you're like, yeah, I know hops.
Mosaic, Citra, Idaho 7.
Citra.
Nelson. She's like, you know Nelson? Like, yeah, I know Nelson Hawks. Wait so long here.
Oh, rest in peace, Al Payne.
Any more Ben Cots there, Nick?
My Big Sur IPA wraps it up.
Matt, according to my social media feed, you're out drinking recently. So I know you've had some beers.
I have a lot of later grams, as they're called.
Next day. I still tell Untap you need to have some sort of way to check in, you know, without me having to put it in comments, like late check-in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just look at the clock and go, mm-mm.
Like, wait, 10 a.m.? I don't think you're having that triple IPA at 10 a.m., sir. Oh, no, I'm having it right now.
I did a couple out-of-the-barrel runs and got some beverages from them. I saw a couple Moxas pop up. There was Sticky Sips and Natural Territory, both West Coast IPAs, both amazing.
Amazing.
Monday nights, some of the staff likes to hang out at Spokes. They mentioned it was a slower day, so we thought we would help them out with kind of, you know, taking over their patio, having a couple pints.
Like, oh, good. No people. We can get...
You know, industry supporting industry. This past one, I brought older barrel age from the fridge, a Religious Rush.
Whoa. Ooh. Breaking out, like, did you go into Nick's cellar?
Yeah, what? But was I home?
Was I not here?
It's my own cellar.
Oh. Oh yes, don't let Matt fool you. He's got secret stash.
Oh yeah. Then there was a Wayfinder. It was a cold IPA, so naturally I had to drink that beer because it was cold.
It was cold. You gotta drink it before it gets warm.
You know, could have been cold transfer, cold IPA.
I would hope so.
One that I haven't posted yet, but I had, which was a really cool label from Grass Valley Brewing. It's I.P.A, and it's straight out of Hompton.
Straight out of Hopton or Hompton?
Oh, Hopton, yeah. I said Hompton.
Straight out of Hopton.
And which prompted me to listen to said song afterwards.
Oh, of course.
We'll transfer an IPA. Let's see, what else? What else? What else? Those two. There was some double dry hops mixed in there. Same thing. I've been on a West Coast IPA kick, so I've been trying to help Spokeasy get through.
Yep, Nick.
I've been trying to help Spokeasy get through some of their hazy so that they can get more West Coast in. So
that's nice. Good. You're a good guy out there helping out the local beer community.
Yeah. So there's, I think it's Arrow Lodge Brewing. They had the Side B, which is a double dry hopped with Citra hop, East Coast style IPA or a hazy IPA. And I've been trying to help them get through those so they can get some more West Coasters in there.
Before too. You're like, all right, if I got to do it, I'll do it. Let me get you through.
Not all heroes. Some
space. Yeah, no, our heroes wear capes. Some of them just get drunk.
Yeah.
What Marvel? That's a Marvel character I'm waiting for. A guy that helps out local businesses by getting rid of their old West Coast IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
But I like West Coast IPAs.
So I like West Coast. Don't tell anyone that. Say you hate them. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it. I hate it, but I'll do it.
And I forget the name of it. That Goldstein's earlier.
Golds.
I think it was Allagash. They had like a dark lager. Yeah. It's been around
some
town.
Allagash.
It was Halloween themed.
Dark lager.
It was 6.66%. And I've been sipping on it, throwing back a couple of those whenever I find it. Spokes had cans, same thing. I was like, oh, let me help you guys get rid of this. Gold's had it on draft.
There you go. Being the
superhero. A few of those the other evening.
You're like Newman from the Muffin Top episode of Seinfeld, where they've got all these muffins, these bottom of the muffins. They can't get rid of all the muffin bottoms. So Newman,
they call them stumps.
Yes, the stumps. Can't get rid of these stumps. So they have to call Newman in to eat all the stumps. You're that for Fresno. You're like, all right, what beers do you need to get rid of? All right, give them to me. I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Give them to me.
I'm not just going to buy them and give them away. I'm going to buy them and drink them. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be reasonable here.
You like, you have a fresh glass of milk and you some glassware and you put it down and you're like, all right, let's do this.
Oh, I forgot. There was a, I went out the other night and I was like, well, usually I start out at Spokes, and if you end somewhere else in Tower, it gets kind of hazy. hazy, if you will.
not beer hazy, but mind hazy.
I had the smart idea where I was like, let's start at the place we end up and then go to Spokes.
Ah, yeah. Then what's going to happen?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Little reversal, mm-hmm. And you'll be safe. So I get to the other bar, not literally the other bar, but this place where we usually end up.
No, we get there first. Blackstone, the other bar,
and I'm looking in the can fridge, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I haven't had the hop concept in a while, and it was the Galaxy Comet, and I was like, is that a single or a double? And I asked the bartender, and they look over there, and they're like, they threw up a single finger. It was like, oh, single, cool, thanks, I'll take it. They crack it open, set it down, realized it was 8%. I was like,
oh, that's pretty high.
I was trying to be smart this evening,
sir.
And I was,
they weren't wrong.
And so that led to a series of events that evening.
I'm sure they're all good events. Solid events.
No shameful Snapchats.
I saw nothing.
Well, maybe.
That's a matter of opinion, sir.
That's a matter of... So then we lead back into this evening. I got home a little bit later than I intended, and I still really wanted to go for a bike ride, so I biked down to Spokeasy to get my usual couple of show beers. That ended up running a little bit later than intended. That's why I was on the show a little bit later than intended. But both of you guys should be impressed with this beer that I picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the breweries, not necessarily the name.
Oh, okay.
Mikey might be okay with the name, but it's a West Coast style India Pale Ale. And it is a Hoptacular riffage using sustained chords of Strata Mosaic and Mosaic Cryo hops.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
A lot from of Beechwood
and Urban Roots.
That's a looking out for beer for me.
Do you know what beer it is, Mikey?
I can't remember now. It was a couple weeks ago.
Steely Jam.
Mmm. There it is.
There it is.
Don't know if I care about any Steely Dan songs ever. But
care if they put their name in a beer.
Do it again?
their beer gets put in there.
But as far as the beer, it's good.
Good. Wow, my phone that does sound effects is having a whale of a night here. Imagine the cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers at the end of the show. Am I gonna have some cheers? Oh, it might be coming back up now. Was there any more Bincotts, Matt, that you had? Cheers, oh, look at
cheers,
that.
Cheers, oh, he got it.
Nick, let's start with you. Do you have any cheers you'd like to throw out there?
Seeing as it is International Stout Day. Yeah,
it's like post like
slash comma weekend.
Hang International Stout Day.
Yeah, this is post the actual day.
Matt's, are you stouting?
I will cheers to
it's
the,
like Matt's back at the
Fontana
again.
Crew, the Fontana, the Garage Boys, and Instagram page. It's underscore all underscore about underscore the
underscore underscore
underscore stouts
underscore.
Check them out for all the Southern California stoutage. Stouting out loud.
Underscore, underscore.
Underscore, underscore.
Underscore. Matt, do you have any cheers?
What's his name?
What is that guy's name?
Fred Meyer.
Fred Meyer, what are you in Seattle? You ever been in the Fred Meyer's?
You ever been to the Fred Meyer's?
They got socks, and then they got lettuce, too. Get all the things you need in a Fred Meyer's.
Cheers out
grocery to the bargain market.
Grocery outlet bargain market.
Cheers out to Lawrence. Lawrence Talley. I want to say
Lawrence.
I have Larry sometimes, but just a fellow that is
a fellow
about the beer. Friends with the Tony Bags, at least, and just cheers out to him.
All right.
Hope you're doing staying safe and drinking the beers.
All right. Cheers to our Golden Gods. What about the Golden Gods, guys? Golden Gods?
Are they staying golden?
Oh, yeah. They're staying golden. They give us
with
money.
Their own song and everything.
United States cash money that puts into our bank account and that helps us fund all kinds of projects you don't even want to know about. But we appreciate the Golden Gods, and thank you. You can be a Golden God as well. Patreon.com/perfectpour. And
is this a song?
Maybe. Let's see. Yeah.
Someday I'll make enough money to pay the rent and have a little saved up. one day. I have enough left for a supplement, for a supplement.
Thanks to all the Golden Gods.
And for any new Golden God happening in 2022, Paul has promised that he'll show up on your front porch, sing that song.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
And then he'll drink all of your double West Coast IPAs.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's going to go through the roof in 2022. Also, yeah. Cheers to
22's already ripped.
The Fontana Jim, he left us a new Apple podcast review. That besides being a Golden God, another thing you can help us with is just leaving us a nice review on Apple Podcasts. Even if you don't use Apple Podcasts to listen to us with, go pull up the Apple Podcasts, search for The Perfect Pour, leave a review, 5 stars. If you don't want to leave a 5-star review, then get the hell away from it and walk away. Not my style. Don't not my style, Liz.
1 star, not my style. Don't do it.
But here's the Fontana Jim's fresh review of the show. He left us 5 stars. Good job, Jim. Enjoy this weekly beer podcast between Mikey and his 2 bestest beer buddies who happen to be brothers. Besides craft beer current events and new beer releases, you may be treated to tangent conversations about pork, tacos, Volkswagens, Fresno, their horrible geography knowledge, Colorado equals East Coast, Star Wars, Harrison Ford, hot dog roller machines, home yes. version versus 7-Eleven, Uber, Back to the Future, corn dogs, sandwich/hardware store locations, concerts, the Untappd beer app, record stores, home happy hours, and beer gardens at home, fireworks, the wine club next door, outdoor pizza ovens, Seinfeld,
yeah.
Fresno weather, Disneyland, and listeners. They openly encourage voicemails and listener participation. And then I assume Apple told them you're out of characters. Stop, you're out of characters, sir.
Even if you're not, we're cutting you off here.
Thanks for that accurate review, Montana.
Oh my God. There has not been more accurate words said about us ever.
The show's one big craft beer tangent.
I just take that.
We basically just hope you like the tangents as much as craft beer. That's what we're really banking on with this show.
Come for the beer, stay for the tangent.
Yeah. Come for the beer. We pull them in with the beer, and then we give them the tangents. Hit them with the tangents.
Hit them.
Pull them in with the beer. Like, yeah, we're a craft beer geek show. Like, oh, okay, I like
Wink.
Beer. I like guys talking about beer. I love 3 dudes talking about beer. I can't get enough of that. And we're like, all right, come on in. And then we'll be like, Disneyland, hot dogs.
Ace Hardware.
So if we can just keep doing that, keep tricking people into our show.
Smoking pork.
Do you like to smoke your pork? Sometimes smoking pork can be overrated, though, to be honest. Well, also cheers to anyone that shares the show. You were awesome on your own social media. That's another thing that helps us. So thanks for that. Oh man. Finishing off this 1-2 punch from Crooked Lane. It's not terrible, so I'm fine. Everything's fine. You guys all right? You gonna go after the show's over? You gonna get another one? You gonna go for another one?
Beer-wise? Another barrel aged stout.
Yeah, another barrel. You gonna open up another one from the cellar, Nick?
Yeah,
they don't need you to show up in the morning, do they? At your work, they're like, I hope Nick shows up.
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows I'm there.
All right, good. That's the way you want it, by the way.
They'll never know.
That you want people to forget that you work there. That's my strategy for the past 20 years at my work. I'm just like,
oh man,
who is that?
Who?
Oh, that Mikey guy. Wait, what? You remember him? Yeah. Oh, he works here still? I think so. That's what you want. As long as the paychecks keep coming. You know,
that's right.
As long as they don't steal your red stapler and the paychecks keep coming, just shut up, go in your corner, collect them paychecks.
Don't want to burn the place down, huh?
No, don't burn the place down. That's
I'm going to burn this place down one of these days.
Okay. If they put salt on your margarita glass, don't worry about it. It's fine.
I said no salt.
Yeah, Fontana Jim forgot to talk about Office references. So,
well, clearly we're not making enough of them lately.
More
so.
Office references next episode.
I think that's on us.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a great week with their beers.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, as long as we're okay with the minimum amount of flair.
So how much flair do you want us to show? As a listener, how much flair do you want the perfect pour to display? Because we'll do that.
If you want it to be 30, we'll make it 30. But currently you're saying 15, and we're at 15. So
I don't really feel like going to 16 unless you really want me to do 16.
Then make 16 the minimum, and we'll have 16 pieces of flair.
There you go. I mean, it's that simple, listener. That's waited all the way to the end of the show. This is where the hardcore listeners are here. That's what I like. We've cut
You're
all
still
the,
here.
Yeah, we've cut all that fat off from the first half of the show where people are like, "All right, well, this is a good hour. This I'm out." Now we're here with the song.
That's enough of that.
Thank you for listening to the show. Have a great week. Mm-hmm. Be safe.
Okay.
Have fun.
Oh, now you're getting demanding.
No, I'm going to demand that. Both of I'm going to demand that you be safe, but also have fun. Those are demands.
Check your
dates. That's up to you.